The Ministry of Health has released updated standard operating procedures and guidelines to ensure safety of members of the public. Organizers of mass gatherings and events are implored to notify health authorities before holding events. Michael Kasada, the police spokesperson for Wasoga East Region, calls upon the public to cooperate with security and health authorities by adhering to the issued standard operating procedures to stop the spread of the Ebola virus disease.
The leaders that are organizing health Thanksgiving events are therefore advised to postpone the arrangement until they are cleared in line with the guidelines. In the same way, the religious leaders are required to pass laws dealing with the health authorities for the safety of the congregants and the general public. The general public is advised to stop all forms of physical greetings, such including gatherings. Drivers, conductors and riders must have hand washing and sanitizing stations and clean their vehicles regularly, and the operators are instructed to carry temperature guns to protect others.
Relatedly, an angry crowd set alight a section of a hospital at the epicenter of the Ebola outbreak in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after a family and friends of a young man thought to have died from the virus were prevented from taking his body away for burial. Local politician Luke Malenge says that the scene was seen as residents started throwing projectiles at the hospital. Malenge added that they even set fire to tents that were being used as isolation wards. In the chaos, police fired warning shots to disperse the crowd. The body of a dead Ebola victim is highly infectious, and authorities need to ensure a safe barrier to stop the spread of the virus. Now, medical workers at the Rampara Hospital, located near the city of Bunia in Ituri province, were almost all of the cases have been reported were placed under military protection as the police moved in to restore order.